You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. At Donner Summit this weekend, you can be part of a hike that features music, dance, poetry, and installation art. It's a three-mile trail, and this is overall the 15th anniversary of the Trails and Vistas art hikes. In the studio with me is the founder and artistic director of Trails and Vistas, Nancy Tekin Lopez. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
And one of the performers on the trail is jazz harpist Motoshi Kosako, who's been with us before. Motoshi, welcome back.
Good morning.
Thanks for making the trip down the valley, and congratulations, Nancy, 15 years. How many people have come out to experience what you do every year?
Well, thousands of people through the years have come out to experience the art hikes. But what's so interesting and unique about this event is it's such a intimate affair that it's only 20 people with a guide that takes you to see these 10 sites along a three-mile trail. So you have music and dance and poetry and storytelling along the way. But it's not an event that the audience is disconnected from the performer on the stage. You're all one. You're all, you know, sharing this experience together.
In fact, you don't want people to bring cell phones along or other distractions. You really want the intimacy, don't you?
Yeah. And through the years, we really found that, you know, it's an opportunity to leave our little gadgets behind, right, and disconnect from technology and reconnect to community, to your family, to your friends that you're there, you know, to really experience the day and experience this a magical art, award-winning musicians, but they're placed under the pine trees or the fern trees or on top of a boulder. And so it's really a beautiful experience, a unique experience of taking art into nature.
It's on Donner Summit. It's hosted by
Sierra Club Claire de Pan, and it's a nature trail, and it's a new trail. And so it's really a wonderful time for me as the visual artist to go out there and see this trail for the first time. You know, what do I want people to notice? You know, do I want them to notice the bright lichen, you know, on the trees, or a stream bed, or the beautiful vista point overlooking Sugar Bowl Mountains, and then you look, you know, down below is Van Norden Meadow. So it's really an opportunity as an artist to play with the landscape in that way. And what do I hear? Do I hear bagpipes, or like, do I hear Motoshi on his harp? And so all these different sites really bring the community together. So you start out with 20 strangers, and through the storytelling guide, right, you really at the end form like a little tribe, like a family. And so that's what we're trying to create.
Motoshi,
yes.
How is the venue of playing along the trail up in the Sierra?
Well, actually, sometimes it's a challenge to carry this big instrument up to the trail, but it's rewarding. Because actually, I'm trying to match my performance to the beauty of the nature around me. This is challenging because, as you know, the nature is infinitely beautiful. So the art is a human creation. So we are trying to kind of expand our limit as an artist to be able to blend into the nature. So that part is the most exciting part for me.
25 different performers on this three-mile trail. And Nancy, the hikes start at 9 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and the groups leave every 15 minutes?
Yes. And there is a trained guide, and so we have specialty hikes, some family hikes for little kids from 4 to, you know, 84 can go on this hike. There are some inclines, and you do start at, you know, over 7,000 feet. So it is a hike. but yes, we have amazing performers, Motoshi on harp, Ian Ethan, double neck guitar, Scarlett Rivera, who's world-renowned violinist that played with Tracy Chapman and Bob Dylan. So it's interesting that some of these musicians and artists like it played at Carnegie Hall in New York City, and then here you find them sitting on top of a boulder.
And the fires in the area, have they created any problem with the air for you for the weekend?
Well, through the whole summer, it's been a challenge.
Yeah.
But we hike through almost everything. We've never canceled. So we work with Mother Nature. She's thrown us snow the very first year, thunderstorms. And so, yes, we go ahead and make it happen. And because we have all these amazing artists coming from, you know, different parts of the state, you know, to create this one weekend experience.
There is a Tahoe World Concert, and then on October 6th, there's a collaboration with the Nevada Museum of Art, and then on October 18th and 19th, the Haunted Tour fundraiser. So there are a lot of events coming up, correct?
Oh, yes, yes, okay. There is. And so the World Concert is at the Shakespeare Stage at Sand Harbor State Park, overlooking the shores of Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
It is just stunning. You watch the sunset on Lake Tahoe, and you have amazing music taking you around the world. So we have, you know, Grammy Award-winning Alexa Morales with her seven-piece Latin band. We also have, you know, Scarlett Rivera and just amazing artists.
And when
up.
Is that concert?
That is also September the 8th.
Okay.
So we're on Donner Summit for the Art Hikes on September 8th and 9th. And then we're at the concert that evening, September 8th.
So that is founder and artistic director of Trails and Vistas, Nancy Teakin-Lopez. And again, Nancy, congratulations on the 15 years. We'll post a link with all information on our website. The art hikes on Donner Summit are this weekend. And Matoshi, since we have you here,
yes,
will you play us out to the end of the hour here?
Sure.
It's such a privilege always to have you in our studio, and have a great time at the art hikes this weekend.
Thank you very much.
How majestic to see that beautiful harp out here. In the Sierra. That's Insight for today. We're going to close you out with some music. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us. We're back with another live show tomorrow.